This is broadcast number 7 of the 158th Regimental Combat Team Series for KTAR Phoenix. Once again, we say hello to you from the Philippines, down in the Legazpi country on Luzon. We're still with the 158th Regimental Combat Team, and arraigned here before me are three boys, the last of the Arizonans whom I've been able to find in the 158th. The first boy is Rudolph Caballero, Box 242 Benson, Arizona. The wife's name is Mrs. Rudolph Caballero at the same address. What do you think she's going to think when she hears this, Rudolph?
I think she'll be tickled to death.
I think she will, too. I believe that she might even shed just a bit of a tear. What do you suppose?
That's right.
Is your wife given to tears?
Always.
Most women are. Do you have any children, Caballero?
Two.
And what are their names?
Irene and Bobby.
And how old are they?
Irene is 1 year old and Robert is 3 years.
Have you seen them both?
Yes.
That's fine. You're lucky. We run into a lot of boys out here who haven't seen the younger of their children. How long have you been with the 158?
3 months, sir.
Another replacement, huh?
Yes.
Rifleman?
Second Scout.
Second Scout. That's right out on the spearhead end of the thing, isn't it?
That's right.
What would you like to say to those little children and that wife of yours back home?
All my love to my children, and wish my wife and boy a very happy birthday.
Oh, the birthday comes up soon. What are the dates?
My wife's birthday will be August the 21st, and my boy will be September 7th.
Good enough. I'll add my special greetings, too, to these two. From Rudolph Caballero, whom we have found way out in the heart of the Philippines, in time for him to extend birthday greetings to loved ones at home. And here is Leon J. Gailey, Box 71, Litchfield Park. Mrs. Leon G. Gailey is the wife, and what do you think she's going to think, Leon?
I think she'll be quite surprised.
Has she written to you about this at all?
No, sir.
Well, it's had quite a little publicity at home, and I find a lot of the boys have received letters from their loved ones at home indicating that they should be on the lookout for me when I get around. Am I about the last person in the world you ever expect to see out here?
Yes, you are.
What do you think of the idea of being able to say hello to the folks at home?
Well, it seems to me like a pretty good idea.
Do you get pretty regular mail from the family?
Yes, sir.
What end of the game are you in as far as the 158th is concerned?
I'm in the machine gun section.
What end of the machine gun operation are you responsible for?
Well, I'm an ammo bearer.
I saw the boys rehearsing down here on the side of the road a little while ago. I think I know now what you mean by an ammo bearer. How many men do you have to each gun?
We have a first and second gunner and three ammo bearers.
What would you like to say to these folks of yours at home? Go right ahead.
Well, I'd like to say hello and take care of yourself and be home soon, we hope.
Have you been in pretty good health?
Yes, sir.
That's good. You look the part. In fact, I've never seen a healthier-looking bunch of fellows in my life than the 158 boys whom I've interviewed as coming from Arizona. Here is Raul L. Vasquez, route number 1, box 3B, Tempe, another Tempe boy. I find out of 7 here two boys from my hometown. Mrs. Mary L. Duron, D-U-R-O-N, is the mother, and I understand she's living in Tempe, is that right?
That's right.
What do you think we could talk about here for about a half a minute that would be sort of nice for the two of us having come from the same city? Can you tell me?
It's quite a question.
Did you meet any of the boys from Tempe who were in the old company from the 158th Infantry from there?
No, sir, I don't believe I did.
How long have you been out here?
I'd have to say it's about 5 months as well.
Then you haven't been here too long, and as a result, we'll call you a replacement again. A rifleman?
I'll be AR, man.
Oh, boy. Bang, 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 bang. Is that the way it goes?
That's the way it goes.
We were down on the rifle range this morning with the M1s operating, and I was awful sorry we couldn't pick up a few of that BAR firing. I think that'd be pretty exciting.
Yes, sir. We call it a 105. That's what I call it.
That's good. What would you like to say to the folks at home, particularly your mother?
I'll send all my love to Mom. Take care of herself. I'm all right. Nothing to worry about.
Any girlfriends at home?
Oh, no.
No such luck, huh? What do these Filipino girls look like to you over here?
Oh, some beautiful creatures around.
Oh, he calls them creatures. He's positively poetic about the whole thing. Well, thank you very much, Raul. I hope to see you in Tempe again one of these days, and when we do, we'll talk about all this dust and heat and all the other things that we will then be rid of by that time. And now for the remainder of this period, I want to express the appreciation of the organizations with which I'm affiliated to the Special Service Officer of the 158th Regimental Combat Team. The name is Captain Marcus Gwinner of Atlanta, Georgia. He's hardly a member of our retinue from Arizona, but nevertheless, I think he has acquired quite an appreciation for what the 158th Combat Team got in its early training in Arizona. Captain, what could you say that would be of interest to my folks at home?
Well, I'd like to express the appreciation of the entire regiment for the wonderful cooperation of Mr. Howard Pyle here and also the Valley Bank and the Arizona Broadcasting Company station. We'd like to extend special greetings to General Tuthill, the peacetime CO of the 158th Infantry, and also express our good luck, hello, and so forth to the old Bushmasters now returned to the States. A special greetings to Colonel Woods, Captain McLaughlin, and Lieutenant Robert Perry. Thank you very much.
I should say that the loss of so many of these Arizona men and others who have gone out of the unit would be quite a crippling influence.
We miss them very greatly. There's no doubt that the regiment misses the ability, the fighting spirit, and the esprit de corps of the old men who have gone home. But we have a new group here that are training hard, and I'm sure they can carry on the tradition of the old Bushmaster Infantry.
In other words, these boys who've gone home are what you would call the regulars.
Those were the old-timers, the original men, and also those selective servicemen who came in the very early stage of the war. We miss them all here, but we feel they have earned their rightful place there to return to the States, and we wish them all the luck in the world.
How would you say the regimental combat team compares with the other fighting units? As a special service officer, you've had some contact with the records of other outfits.
Well, as a special service officer, which is a job that I've only acquired of late, but more as a combat platoon leader and as a combat company commander, I can very much appreciate the ability of the individual soldier and also the regiment as a whole, the combat team as a whole, as being one of the finest in the whole area.
Thank you very much, Captain Gwinner, Special Service Officer of the 158th Regimental Combat Team. We're running out of time for our presentation for this time. I hope in our next broadcast to bring you a personal interview with General McNider. Until then, this is Howard Pyle returning you to Fred McPherson.